This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. As I kind of said in what we might call a tease or a promo for tonight's program, the Galesburg Library is not necessarily a place you can go to right now as it's still closed because of the COVID-19 pandemic, but the library may be able to come to you in a couple of opportunities for you to select some materials you might have, and the library might just bring them to you. So we're going to talk a little bit about that with Noelle Thompson, the director of the Galesburg Public Library, who's on the line tonight. Noelle, thanks so much for your time.
Hi, Will. Thanks for having me.
Very glad to have you. I'm glad you figured something like this out, especially as I've just seen in the last couple of days that some other libraries are trying this sort of thing, too. Talk a little bit about this and how you came up with the idea.
Yeah, we've been providing digital resources for a long time, long before the closure, but of course enhanced those resources once we had to close our physical building. But we know that's not enough for everybody. Not everybody has maybe access to a device or to internet, or they just miss the comfort of having a physical book in their hands to read, and we completely get that. So we've been brainstorming ways to safely bring books into people's homes and into their hands. Of course, safety for our staff and for our community is our top priority, which is why we are closed right now. But we think we've figured out a way at least to bring them to people's homes, bring books to people's homes without a face-to-face contact, without contaminating the books. And that way we're able to continue providing services while still making sure that the health of our community is our top priority.
And I'll ask you more about that specifically here in just a second. But I remember when we talked a few weeks ago, at least, again, all the days are getting together here. But
sure.
Yeah, see, I couldn't even describe how the days were coming together. That's the way it's going. But when we talked back then, you had suggested that perhaps because there was no other option at that moment, your digital use and the use of e-books has gone up exponentially. Is that still the case right now?
Oh, yeah. The use in April about doubled what we saw in
wow.
April of last year. So people are absolutely accessing that, along with a lot of our other online databases, like Ancestry.com has almost tripled this year so far. So that's great that people are taking advantage of what's available, but we know it's not practical for everyone. So we're always trying to think outside the box and think how we can make sure that we're providing services for every single person in our community.
So for 2 days, next weekend, Friday and Saturday, it looks like you're going to be making some deliveries, if you will. Talk about that process and how that's going to work.
Yeah, we did a trial about a week and a half ago, and that went really well. So now we will allow people to sign up. They can email us or give us a call and leave a message to sign up and leave their request. And then over those 2 days, we will bring those books right to their front doors. And so people can select titles that they're wanting specifically, or you know, our staff specializes in really locating the best books for people. And so you can also give us just an idea of what you're looking for, maybe the genre, maybe the type of books you're wanting, the format you're wanting, if it's for a large print or audio book. And also, you know, if there's certain topics you're interested in or prefer to avoid, and our staff can tailor those interests to you by selecting a few books that'll meet those interests. We're doing 3 books per person, and we need all of those sign-ups in by Tuesday evening because we then quarantine those books for 72 hours to make sure they're not contaminated before we deliver them.
Sure, sure. So it sounds like that unlike when I try to figure out dinner later, it's not necessarily something where you can order a particular material online. You really kind of have to know either what you want or have somewhat of an idea of the type of area you're looking for.
It would be helpful, but, you know, if you are open to anything and maybe, you know, you're not a big reader and now's the time when you want to get started and you're not sure what's out there, we can work with that too. We're continuing to get new books in, and of course they're just sitting on a shelf waiting to be checked out with nobody in the building. And so, you know, our staff is really skilled at bringing good books into people's hands.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not sure what you want to read next, and you're willing to take a chance on us, we would love to bring you some recommendations as well.
So basically, if you want some books brought to you and you have some ideas or things like that, what do you need to do? You need to either what, call or email the library?
That's right. So you can email us at mayday@galesburglibrary.org. Or you can also give us a call at 309-343-6118. That's the library's phone number. We are in and out of the building. Most of the staff are working from home, and so we just check our voicemail every day. So just be sure to leave a message with your name, your address, and your preferences for what you'd like us to deliver, and then we'll be sure to get back to you and get those to your front doorstep this weekend.
Yeah, and it's, again, it sounds like that it's a gosh, this term is so new to me, a contactless delivery?
That's right. So Target was wonderful to donate clean, unused bags.
Great.
For us. So all the books will go directly in the bag, and then the bags will go directly to your front door. And so we are asking not to have any face-to-face contact with any of our users. We just want to drop the books off and then go so that we don't put our staff at risk during the deliveries or put our patrons at risk during those deliveries, too. And then the books can be taken out of the bag discarded, and everything can be done safely and clean.
And then is it a situation like with materials other folks may already have checked out that you just have to hang on to it until the library reopens?
Great question. So we just opened our book drop recently, and we are accepting returns. However, we do want to encourage people to stay home. And so all of those due dates have been extended through the middle of June. So you are welcome to return them if you don't feel comfortable holding on to them, but you're welcome to hang on to them until the library opens back up as well. And that way you can just stay home. You don't need to leave your house.
And so what do I do if I don't have a library card?
Great question. You can give us an email at reference@galesburglibrary.org, or again, give us a call and let us know that you're interested in signing up for a library card, and someone will be in contact with you, and we'll be able to register you over the phone or over email.
Yeah, that's something all of this has been something I've been kind of thinking about lately, especially as you've had to continue to be closed in a while, is that, you know, I think that there are still people out there that still question the viability of having a physical library structure, and the increased use of digital kind of made me worry that the questioning of that might go further. But it sounds like that you kind of have to, on one hand, adapt with the times, but on the other hand, I don't want to say acquiesce to those who are more digitally savvy than others, but you kind of got to balance the two, right?
Oh, sure. We kind of pride ourselves in being able to evolve with the needs of our community. We want to meet our patrons where they are. And so we embrace change, but we know that not everybody changes at the same pace. And so we want to respect that as well. And that's why we try to offer as many varieties of services and medium as well in order to reach those people. Because not everybody learns the same way. Not everybody accesses information the same way. And so as broad as our services can be, and that's what we found with the closed building, we always prided ourselves in having a public space where people can come together. It's
yeah.
important for our community to have people to be able to come together. And, of course, that's not an option right now. So how can we get people to engage with one another virtually? And so a lot of our programs through Facebook, through our website, have been doing that and allowing people to get some interaction, human interaction, while still staying safe at home. So, you know, I think like everybody, this time is really challenging us to be creative and think outside the box. And ultimately, we're going to come out even stronger than we were.
Absolutely. Although I guess, as we talked a couple of weeks ago, it's a good thing you're not open right now, because I know the other day I saw the folks from MSI continuing to work on your HVAC equipment on top of the building. So I guess that kind of allows them to get things done without having to cause too many problems.
You know, it kind of worked out. They're working really hard, assuring us that they're following all safety protocols as well, to not put their workers at risk. But, yeah, we'll have a new HVAC system by the start of the summer, and that project's able to move faster, and then we don't have to, you know, work in uncomfortable temperatures without an HVAC system right now, or work, you know, around the MSI workers who are doing a great job to plug that away and get that done. So So hopefully when we do get to reopen, we'll have a whole new system and comfortable temperatures, and we'll be, you know, ready to get started.
All right, very good. Noelle Thompson, director of the Galesburg Public Library, thanks again for your time. Thanks again for the work that you and your staff are doing for the community, even in situations like this. And, gosh, wouldn't it be nice if you had to make, like, a zillion deliveries next weekend?
We would love it. We our books are lonely, and we want to find them a good home. So, yeah, give us a call, shoot us an email. You can also message us on Facebook. If it's easier that way, we are available and accessible to you. So thank you so much, and we really look forward to getting the books into your hands.
And we will link to the Galesburg Public Library's website on WGIL.com along with this conversation momentarily. So you can at least get the library's phone number if you have more questions about how they can get some books to you next weekend. We'll come back with business news and more next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on a Friday night at WGIL.